Not a good way for me to make friends?
Don't worry. First time you play me, you'll get one in your loss column.
What was happening with marksmanship? Half of you were under 50%, and 15 of you didn't even injure anybody.
There are 40 of them and 40 of us. Anybody gets two, somebody else gets none. Every one of them was frozen and only 12 of us.
And 10 of us didn't even lose an arm or a leg.
Are you telling me that you think you did well?
We chiseled them.
We won our first game, sir.
But aren't we going to win all our games?
Dragon! Dragon! Dragon!
Let him yell, dragon, sir. We fight dragon, silent. Dragon, gotta shout sometime. Dragon.
I hope the Formic's here.
Hey, Karn. You don't belong in the commander's mess. Did you hear me?
Everybody hears you, Bonzo.
Not talking to you, Paul. I'm talking to the moose that just lost to a baby.
Laugh all you want. You haven't fought him yet.
That's right. See what happens when he faces Salamander.
Can't wait for you to show him what's what.
You think I won't?
I think after Ender fights a few more battles, I won't be eating alone.
Where do you think Ender Wiggin is, Dull Bobs? Practicing. Or off somewhere by himself, planning how to chisel us all like Grimms.
I'm not gonna miss any meals because Wiggin gives me miedo.
Then when you lose, you're gonna lose fast.
You think you're better than me, Paul Slattery? I'm a match for Wiggin. More than any of you. I'll fold him. I got his hubba in my eyes.
It's a game, Bonzire.
Don't get so angry.
Sokonoki. I puddle him.
Ain't gonna puddle nobody, Sabeek.
I am Sabeek. You all gonna see that. Wiggin's a white rabbit you all scared of.
That boy's crazy.
3 years in here, Bonzo never on top.
So, Wiggin being on top drives Bonzo...
I think we gotta watch out for Wiggin outside the game.
You think Bonzo might...
Hubba, puddle, fold. I don't like how Bonzo keeps talking about Ender's death. Oh, look. Ender is having supper after all.
Ender, welcome to the commander's mess. Come sit with me.
Thank you. Glad to.
He may not be much of a commander... But Karn Karby's got class.
Hope it doesn't cause you too much harm, sitting with me.
They believe the only way you won is because I'm the worst dollback ever piffed a game.
You did fine.
All I ask is that you crush the life out of the next few armies. Make me look better.
I'll try. Just for you.
I think we've been worried about the wrong thing. Ender and his army getting tired with games every 2 weeks? That's nothing.
It's not nothing, Major Anderson. They're all sleeping badly, not getting enough exercise. They have no downtime.
Yes, Major Jayati, all of that. But Petra Arcanian came to me and pointed out something far more dangerous. Bonzo Madrid is tracking Ender Wiggin.
What do you mean?
He has a network of soldiers who watch to see where Ender goes, his routine.
How did we miss this?
Bonzo's not stupid. But Petra noticed that Bonzo stopped taunting Ender openly. She didn't believe he had really backed off. So she saw how kids in salamander uniforms, but plenty from other armies too, Ender passes them by, and they always look at the time. They don't say anything, but they notice the time.
You looked back through the security vids.
Petra was right. They all meet with Bonzo, speak to him. He writes something down.
What's the point of it? Why?
You're too nice a person, Major Jayati. Bonzo is looking for times when Ender is alone.
But Petra told me that she and a bunch of Ender's friends from his free training group are making sure he's never alone, except behind a door that only his palm can open.
We're talking about planning for a war outside the battle room?
Maybe a war.
More likely an assassination.
No! These are children.
Children chosen because they have a talent for war. Because they hate to lose. And Bonzo, it goes beyond that. He can't bear to be shamed. And the fact that Ender still hasn't been defeated is a constant slap in the face.
Which shames everybody.
No. Everybody else is in awe. They aren't ashamed of losing to Ender, because everybody does. Only Bonzo takes it as a personal insult.
In Bonzo's culture, in his family, insults and shame are not bearable. Oh, I should have seen this.
Nobody's ever been this angry before. Somebody always calms them down, brings them back to reality. But Bonzo surrounded himself with conspirators. They egg each other on. They're waiting for the Ides of March.
Not murder.
The conspirators are saying things like, teach him a lesson, put him in his place, show him what's what. But Bonzo's using a different vocabulary. All kinds of battle talk for kill, destroy, wreck.
I have to think about this. I have to...
We've never had Ender go head-to-head with Bonzo. But that game is coming.
How heavily is it stacked against Ender?
This is the one where we notify the opponent 20 minutes before we notify Ender. So Dragon Army gets there with the gate already open and the enemy already inside. No stars. No place to hide.
Well, that's impossible.
We've put Ender into several impossible situations before.
Difficult, not impossible.
So you think Ender will lose?
He's not learning enough from victory. He needs a defeat.
Colonel Graf, Ender reacts to victories as if they were defeats. He trains harder. He has his toon leaders, his soldiers, work on plans for how they would have played the other army's situation. How could they have beaten us?
Ender is teaching every soldier in his army to think creatively, brilliantly. He's turning them all into commanders. But nobody's challenging Ender.
Except Ender himself.
It's why we keep tilting the games farther and farther against him.
If Bonzo wins, then he doesn't have any more need to harm Ender. Nay?
Or victory makes them all the more confident of his success. I don't know. Bonzo's sense of honor doesn't keep him from being a bully, but he still has that sense of honor.
And what if Ender finds a way to win?
Be realistic. What if Bonzo finds a way to lose?
He won't be thinking clearly. When he knows he's up against Dragon Army, his blood will be up. He's dangerously impulsive and eager then.
What have I set in motion?
Promote Bonzo now. Send him on. He's old enough. Puberty's already setting in. He's growing. He's too big. Time for him to go.
Do you think Ender won't notice that Bonzo was promoted without ever facing him in battle?
Everybody will notice. But so what? If Ender's so important to the war effort, we can't afford to lose him.
But we can never let him think that anybody will intervene to save him. Ever.
Why is that the one unbreakable rule?
It's not my rule.
Whose rule is it?
Someone with more authority than me. But I think he's right. I believe it to my soul. But I realize now I should have let him face Bonzo in a second or third game, and then graduated Bonzo right out of here. Get it over with before Bonzo worked up this plot.
Let's go back in time and make that happen.
Let's fold that rule about never intervening. We need this boy alive.
No, we need him to be the best commander he can be.
And alive. Uninjured.
Victorious without help.
What are we doing? Petra warned us. Are we just going to stand by and do nothing?
God help us. That is Graf's entire plan.
Really, Ender? How many times can you watch the same vids?
As many times as it takes.
It's your free time.
Ho, Ender.
Ho, Dink. Petra?
Show us what you watch in here, Ender.
Why?
Because you come here every day, sometimes twice a day.
Have you been watching me?
Just let us sit with you and watch whatever it is you're watching.
If you want.
These are just the propaganda vids from the Second Formic War.
With the talking removed?
No. You've edited them. You've changed the order.
He's trying to figure out Mazer Rackham's victory.
You can't, Ender. They don't let us see enough.
Why don't they? What are they hiding?
Asking why governments lie is like asking why geese poop.
They're training us to command. Yet they hide from us the strategy that Maser Rackham used to beat the only Formic war fleet we've ever faced. In the first Formic war, we only beat an advanced scout ship, and it took everything we had. The second war, they had 5 years of deceleration in which to build a war fleet, and they were blowing us out of existence. Look at this.
Well, when you put them all in a row like that...
It's like firing shotguns at water balloons.
Well, you can see why they wouldn't want to show us too much footage of that.
I can see why they'd keep the general public from getting that impression. But why hide it from us? And where's Maser Rackham's strike force? We keep hearing about it, but do you see anything here that looks like we had some devastating strike force?
I don't even know what a strike force would look like.
We're getting destroyed. And then all we have is the mop-up footage. Inert, unmoving Formic ships. Our Marines entering them, uncontested. No hand-to-hand fighting. Just dead Formics.
They don't want us to see the gory stuff.
They show us gory stuff from the first Formic War all the time. The half-dissolved human corpses and the scouring of China. The dead people in space when they blew up unarmed mining vessels and trade stations. They're not afraid of gore. They want us to be angry.
Look, Ender, you're right. It makes no sense for them not to show us. But they decided not to show us, so you aren't going to figure it out by looking at these propaganda vids over and over.
If they cut out all the important footage, you're right. But what if this is all they show because this is all there is?
But this shows nothing.
What if it shows everything?
Ender, we didn't come here to see this proof of your mental deterioration. We came to warn you.
Warn me?
Don't go anywhere alone. Ever.
What are you talking about?
We've had people tagging along with you for months now. Because Bonzo is tracking you. Him and his thugs. Watching you. Timing you.
You've had people following me?
We have eyes on you all the time. But the last 2 days, Bonzo's been intercepting our people. Blocking them. Beating them up a little. We've had to double up. Triple up to keep you from being alone.
What are you talking about?
It's time for you to start making it easier for us. Help us.
Don't go off by yourself. Never. Because if you're ever alone, Bonzo and his thugs will know it.
I'm aware of Bonzo's interest in me. I've been keeping up on my self-defense classes.
What if 10 guys, all bigger than you, converge on you at once?
The corridors aren't wide enough for them to come at me more than 4 at a time.
Oh, you can't even see puberty from where you are, Ender. These guys are 2 years older than you, bigger than you. Don't go anywhere alone.
Are you guys trying to scare me?
Yes.
Well, it's working. Bonzo's crazy with hate. I know that.
It's possible Ender isn't blind and stupid.
If he really has a group like that... Then no. I couldn't fight them all. Or get away.
So, you'll let us keep a group around you?
Yes. Thank you. Come in. Hobie, what have you got for me?
About 60 meters of filament. Look at this. As strong as steel cable, but you can't see it from 2 meters away.
I don't even want to know where you got it.
When I first got here, I was so small I fit into the air ducts. I found a lot of places you can't get to any other way. This is left over from construction. I didn't steal it.
What will you do with it?
Tie one end to a flash suit, the other end to a handhold on the wall, and you can stop in midair.
What happens to your momentum?
I need a couple of soldiers to help me test it in freefall.
You can take one from each toon, including yourself, not the toon leaders.
You didn't have to tell me that.
Yes, I did.
You picked good toon leaders, so that's who I'd want to use.
Did I pick the best toon leaders?
You didn't pick me.
Was I wrong?
I thought you were.
You made that so very clear.
Thinking you're ready is one of the signs of unreadiness, eh?
See if there's anything useful to do with that abandoned filament, and train your team to do it.
Whatever we do will be against the rules.
We're having 2 or 3 games a week, and they're getting more and more tilted against us. The teachers flushed the rules down the Nuznik long ago. My soldiers are tired. We're also smaller than most of the soldiers we play against. Somebody's going to get hurt.
The flash suits protect against injury.
We're all getting behind in our classwork.
Hold fewer practices.
What game are you playing, sir?
I'm training future commanders.
No, I'm training future commanders.
How's that going?
They're superb soldiers.
They were all given very low evaluations by previous commanders.
Would those be the same commanders that haven't been able to defeat us?
You haven't played all the other commanders yet. Here are your orders.
Salamander, Bonzo. This game starts in 10 minutes.
Maybe you shouldn't have spent so much time complaining about how unfair things are. Did you hear that?
His soldiers really are superb. How did you come up with that list?
I didn't.
Who did, then?
Bean. I led him to believe he was selecting his own army, but he couldn't take any soldier who had good ratings from his current commander.
Why would you let that little creature...
Bean was treating battle school as a place to hide from the dangerous life of an orphan on the streets of Rotterdam. I needed him to realize he was in a community of very bright children.
None of them as bright as Bean.
And none of them as damaged, as crippled as Bean.
You're using Ander to salvage Bean.
I'm using my best commander to train his own replacement if he fails.
Ander Wiggin is better at training young officers than we are.
We have shaped Ander Wiggin into the kind of commander he is.
I don't want to follow your plan on this one, sir.
If Ander loses, you won't have to.
It's already open!
No stars, no obstructions of any kind.
They must have gotten their orders late, too.
I'm sure that's why we don't see them anywhere in this big, empty room. They're up against this wall, surrounding the gate.
So they slaughter us as we come out.
Kneel down, Tom.
I don't think praying is going to help. Thanks for freezing my legs, sir.
Bean, kneel on his calves and tuck your hands through his armpits.
This is going to be fun.
You're using Crazy Tom as Bean's shield.
We just reinvented the tank. 2 bigger guys, you and you. Get ready to pick the 2 of them up and throw them out into the battle room. Don't make them spin. The rest of you, the 2 smallest in each toon, make yourselves into a tank. The 2 biggest, pitch them out.
Bonzo's got his whole army flat up against this wall. They can't run and they can't hide.
When Bonzo realizes his mistake, he'll have his army launch away from the wall. At that point, the rest of us leap out shooting.
Bonzo doesn't believe he makes mistakes.
Ready? Everybody lined up? The moment you toss them, slide out and shoot as many as you can while clinging to the wall. That'll get you out of the way, and you might get a few.
Move!
Next! Don't wait to see if it's working. Toss him!
Bonzo hasn't launched yet.
He doesn't do it
soon. Judging from where our guys are aiming, we're clearing the whole wall. It's over. We won.
We aren't all through the gate.
Then we'd better get in there.
Everybody, through the gate, now!
How did they win?
The Admiral's ship!
Quiet! Quiet!
I have never seen such disastrous stupidity in my life.
Salamander had every advantage. You got here first. You could have set any trap you wanted. Instead, you trapped yourselves. Wigan, what should they have done?
No, sir.
You don't know?
I said no, sir. I'm not going to say what anybody should have done.
Somebody else, then. Hanzu! Bean!
Nobody speak! Nobody answer!
Are you ordering your army to disobey me?
We are not going to join you in embarrassing our opponents. They made a mistake. They paid for it. Now let us do the gate ritual and get out.
Are you giving me orders?
I don't know why you're trying to rub Salamander's noses in it, but that's not the way we play.
Just say it, Wigan. Show us you're smarter than God so we can be done with this.
How should Bonzo have deployed his army?
If we had plunged through the gate without thinking, then his strategy would have worked.
But you've been holding at the gate for as long as a minute in your last 6 games, Wigan. Bonzo should have known that.
There was no point in hiding. We knew where they had to be.
Molo!
We're not going to let you take all the heat for this, Ender.
Every soldier in Dragon Army could see that hiding around our gate was a death trap.
What should they have done?
Salamander should have deployed around the walls, well back from the gate, and kept moving in a random pattern.
No way to shield ourselves against that.
Bonzo Madrid, you had a real chance to beat Dragon Army today.
You rigged the game so Wigan always wins.
What?
Come on!
Wigan notified late and you-
Hot soup! Stop.
All the other commanders worship at the shrine of Wigan. How did he win? What's his strategy? What's he training his army to do? I refuse to spend my life studying the games of a worthless runt who thinks he's smarter than everybody else.
You knew you were going to face him in battle sooner or later, and you remained deliberately ignorant. Your army was wiped out while a dozen dragon soldiers were still out in the hall. This is the fastest defeat in battle room history. Congratulations on making the record books, Bonzo. Dismissed.
What about the gate ritual?
Your commander disobeyed a direct order and ordered the rest of you to disobey me as well. No victory ritual. Everybody goes out through their own gates. Now!
Oh, no fear.
Did you think you could save yourself by refusing to explain what I did wrong?
I'm not your teacher.
I've got a dakwa for you, Wigan. You're gonna fold.
It's a game, Bonzo.
It's a war, Wigan.
The war is out there. The Formics are the enemy.
What did the Formics ever do to me?
Bonzo, Ender, what are you talking about?
I was congratulating him on stomping my army like a bunch of ants.
Get out of here, both of you.
Are you insane? Anderson says you ordered him to humiliate Bonzo.
Only if he lost in some spectacularly stupid way.
Well, you know that Bonzo can't deal with shame.
I know that Ender's not learning what he needs to learn from the games. He needs a challenge. He needs something real.
That's the reason we play games. So it isn't real. So that nobody gets hurt.
The question is, what will Ender do?
What will Bonzo do?
Ender doesn't wait for his enemy to act. He dodged his escorts. The soldiers think he's in the commander's mess. The commanders think the soldiers are watching out for him.
Ender's alone?
He knows that Bonzo won't be able to control himself, so he's making sure his friends aren't in harm's way.
Where is he?
At this moment, heading for the showers while his soldiers eat lunch.
We have to stop Bonzo from... You're not going to do a thing?
I'm going to see what Ender does.
Well, what if Ender dies?
Then he wasn't the commander we needed.
Don't you care about that boy?
That boy is the most admirable human being I've ever known. His army loves him. Most of his opponents admire him. But the human race needs him to be a smart, ruthless soldier.
They said you were looking for Ender.
I want to tell him about
Bean. Ender isn't in the commander's mess. I thought he was with you.
We dropped him off here 15 minutes ago.
Wherever he is right now, he's alone.
That Imossin dull
bug. Get your people looking for him. I'll get my group out of the commander's mess.
Skipping lunch after a game. I know where you are, Ender. And so does Bonzo.
You finally stopped hiding behind your friends. Running all the showers, full blast, straight hop. I'll still find you in the fog, Mishka.
You don't have enough honor to face me by yourself. Your father would be so proud.
I brought them to keep your friends out. It's you and me. Stop putting on soap and take what's coming.
You got a lesson to learn, Wigan. We all sick of you, emo.
We only got a few minutes before the teachers get here.
This won't take long. Even if Wigan keeps running around, turning on showers, rubbing on soap.
He wants it to be a clean fight.
Shut up. Wait at the door. Come on, Wigan. I know you trained in self-defense. What you don't know is I took those classes, too.
The fleet needs both of us, Bonzo.
They'll make you, Sabik. They'll treat me like Kuso. Face me, Wigan!
They need us all.
Stop it, Bonzo!
Don't worry, Bonzo. We've got him.
Good thing you're here to watch, Dink. You can witness it was a fair fight.
He's smaller than you.
The smaller they are, the quicker they die.
He's the best, you stupid bunduck. Who else can fight the Formix? You? Me? Leave him alone!
Let me up!
Dink knows. They don't need us all. They only want you. Ah! Oh, you think being all soapy gonna save you?
Yes!
There's a hole you can't get out of.
Did you get him already?
Bonzo's down.
What did you do, Wigan? Kick him in the Kintamas?
He's not moving.
If you knocked Ender out, I'll kill you!
Bonzo's not moving! He's not breathing!
Get a doctor!
I'll pull the alarm.
What did you do to him, you little... I defended myself, and you know it.
Bonzo, man, wake up!
Stop shaking him!
What happened?
He had me around the waist from behind. I flung myself upright and jammed my head into his face. I think I broke his nose.
All right, everybody out. Everybody, right now.
Gotta rinse off the soap.
Well, rinse and get out.
Yes! Are you hurt anywhere?
He meant to kill me.
Oh, we know that.
Did you get to him in time?
No. They fought in the showers. Oh. Ender laid him out.
He's twice your size.
I didn't want to hurt him. Why didn't he just leave me alone?
It was self-defense. Everybody knew he was gunning for you.
Why did you go off by yourself, you Ume?
To keep the rest of us safe.
Leave me, I'm all right. Leave me.
No, man.
Let him be. Let him.
Come on.
We kept worrying about what Bonzo might do to Ender. We didn't give enough thought to what Ender might do to Bonzo.
That's Kuso. This is exactly what you planned.
Believe what you want, Major Anderson. I didn't expect anyone to die.
Did Ender have a weapon? Was it a trap?
Ender was naked and wet and alone.
He drove Bonzo's nose back into his brain. Death was instantaneous.
How many people know?
It's all over battle school by now.
Everybody knows that there was a fight, and Ender won. Bonzo's friends saw him unconscious and not breathing.
But they don't know.
That Bonzo's dead? Only the doctor and the three of us know that.
We can put it around that Bonzo was knocked unconscious when he hit the floor, and when he revived, he got sent home for assaulting Ender.
Will they believe you?
They have no reason not to.
Will Ender believe you?
He felt the bones break. He stayed longer than the others, but the doctor kept doing CPR until after Ender left.
Commend him for me. Was Ender hurt?
Not physically, but the psychological damage...
Was it really self-defense? Ender deliberately got away from the friends who were guarding him. He went to the shower, knowing Bonzo would be looking for him.
Don't ever say anything like that again. I'm the one who set up the situation, and you know it. Ender anticipated his enemy's attack and chose the ground for battle. Steam, sweat, soap, so Bonzo couldn't get a grip on him. But Bonzo chose to attack. It could have gone the other way. Can you doubt Bonzo meant to kill him?
That's what we were telling you ever since
you... Stop it! This is not a court of inquiry, this is mission assessment! Hiram, did Ender show you what you needed to see?
When he can't avoid the battle, he holds nothing back. He was outnumbered, but he maneuvered the enemy into dividing his forces. He kept the enemy from gaining control of his actions, and he committed his entire force at the right time with perfect aim. It was Chancellorsville, it was Cannae. He is the commander we need him to be.
If he ever comes out of his quarters.
Oh, he's coming out.
But with what kind of damage to his soul?
He's coming out because he's got to lead Dragon Army in battle.
You're giving him a second battle in the same day?
The double army battle.
It's too much. He won't do it.
We need to find out if he can keep going.
The pain and grief this boy is feeling right now.
The commander we need is not stopped by emotions.
Well, then it's the other boy you want. He's not human. He's so cold.
Bean has been through worse things than Ender just faced. He's not cold. If Ender can't take it and go on, we know that Bean can.
They won't follow him.
They will if there's no one else.
If you've broken Ender...
Don't argue about what might happen. If Ender's broken, fix him. He's the one who can create an army out of nothing. That is out of Bean's reach. Do you understand?
When will there be some accountability?
If we win this war, there'll be no blame. If we lose, we'll all be dead.
Is that your idea of a win-win scenario?
I'm from India. Survival is all.
Ender!
Are you all right?
Why did you ditch us? They call me crazy.
Looks like we have about half an army here.
We know where all tunes are.
Then get them.
Oh, another practice? Wait, I mean, another practice?
Another game.
Two in the same day?
They have us fighting two armies.
What?
Let me. William B. Griffin Army. Tallow Momo A. Tiger Army. 1900!
No problem. They'll just get in each other's way.
But there'll be 80 of them and 40 of us.
Any chance we'll ever be given an even battle?
If Dragon Army's in it, the battle isn't even.
Get your tunes suited up.
On the way.
Ender, can you do this?
No.
But you'll do it anyway, right?
We'll see.
I'm tired, man.
Sick of this griaz.
I want a nap.
My brain is worn out.
What, you finally used it once?
What is this?
They got a star completely blocking the gate. Can't see a thing.
What do we do, Ender?
What's the plan?
Give him a second.
This is how war was before aerial recon. You couldn't see anything. Had to send out the cavalry to reconnoiter.
Come on, the other army's deploying already.
Probably got here an hour ago and they living on the backside of this star.
I think I've got your cavalry right here.
What's that? Fishing line?
Cable left over from construction.
It does something cool when you tether it and then fly around a star. I can see how things are, then come back.
They'll just freeze you.
Not at the speed I'll be going. Each time I turn a corner, I speed up.
You want us all out there or just your team?
My team. They gotta catch me, or I rebound like you wouldn't believe.
Do it.
Of course they're not coming out. Ender can't see anything. For all he knows, we're lined up on the wall and behind the star to freeze them all as they emerge.
As if anybody would use tactics like that after Bonzo's disaster this morning.
Yeah, but now that's probably the right strategy because Ender can't toss a bunch of shielded pairs through the door.
I don't like what the teachers are doing here. Two armies against one? Even if we win, will it really feel like a victory to you?
Why not? If we don't win, it'll sure feel like a loss.
What's that?
Look how fast he's going! Going fast?
Sure.
He just changed direction in midair!
He's gotta be attached to a cable or something.
I've never seen anything like that.
He's gone!
He was on some kind of tether.
Is that legal?
Two armies against one isn't legal. So if Ender's using a really long ball of string to do recon, I'm not gonna protest that, are you?
No. Unless he wins.
At least we know they actually notified him and he's got his army there.
Here he comes!
Ready! Those two, throw their bodies across the tether and hold on so we can't rebound.
Got it!
It's nearly dark, but light enough that you can't easily see where anybody is by tracking the lights on their suits.
So if people get bunched up, we can't track them individually.
We can use that too.
There's 8 10-meter stars forming a square around their gate, 10 meters apart. That gives us about a 30-meter tunnel down the middle.
Sounds like a killing ground to me.
There's nothing between those stars and our one star. Gotta cover a lot of open space without cover.
They've got a lot of eyes to spot what we're doing. If they swarm, we can't track them all.
They're not swarming, not doing anything with their numbers. Griffin armies on the north and west, tigers on the east and south. Just waiting for us.
They outnumber us 2-1, and they're entrenching?
I think World War I proved that it isn't always best to take the offensive.
In a real war, I'd see that we're outnumbered against a fortified enemy, and I'd come nowhere near them.
You'd give up?
No, not give up. But I wouldn't waste my men going up against odds like that. I'd go off and raid their supply lines or a home city, draw them out, lure them into dividing their forces. But we're in a 100-meter cube.
We've got to get the army out of the gate before it closes.
If they beat us, they're going to have a hard time touching 4 helmets to the corners of our gates and passing a 5th man through.
Tight fit, but if we can get out, they can get in.
What's the plan, Ender?
Go back inside, take off our flash suits, and head back to the barracks.
If we refuse to play, it's not the same thing as actually losing.
Yes, it is.
Ender, come on. Even on a bad day, Dragon Army still wants to try.
Go ahead. It's yours. I can't think of anything.
It has to be you, Ender.
We follow you.
It's your army, Ender. You may not have chosen them, but you turned them into dragons.
At least bring them out and form up behind the star.
Then the gate will seal and we have to go through with it.
Burn the bridges. No retreat.
Remember, the enemy's gate is down.
All right. Bring them out. Line them up. A, B, C, and D in 4 rows, 8 men across, and 4 men high. Hook hands into the flash suit of the guy beside you. Sit on the shoulders of the guy under you.
In other words, we're doing a formation.
If there's one thing Dragon Army never does, it's formations.
We have to get across the room.
The whole formation will be frozen long before we get there.
That's what he's counting on.
That leaves us with only 9 soldiers to work with, and we're already outnumbered.
We only need a squad of 5. The other 4 are to break open the formation and shoot the 5 forward through the gap in the stars.
You're going straight for the gate, for the victory ritual.
We only do that after the battle's over.
Will the gate accept the 4 helmets at the corners before one army's been completely frozen?
They had to reprogram it to allow 2 armies through the same gate. I bet they did an override. Maybe it overrode everything.
Either it works or it doesn't. Let's find out.
Why they call me Crazy Tom? Nobody knew crazy till you came here.
Aside from this, we have no chance and no choice. Can't leave, can't beat the odds. So we see if the system lets us trick it into thinking we won.
Let's do it.
Do it and go back to bed.
Do it and go eat dinner.
Declare that we won and go home.
Look! Dragon Army's coming out!
They doing a formation!
Human pyramid! Human wall!
32 soldiers tied up in that wall.
Thinks the 9 guys behind it can sharpshoot us all. Freeze every Ume in that wall!
Stay under cover till they're right down here.
No, man, we gotta go out now. Side the walls. Get behind that wall and freeze the nine.
That's what Ender wants us to do. We've got cover here. You don't leave your fortifications just because your enemy has a siege engine.
Go out and destroy the siege engine.
Hey, you do what you want. We're sitting tight.
They're getting close. Guys behind the screen. They keep moving.
Don't show yourselves. Don't give them a target.
Should have gone. Should have...
I didn't stop you.
Point of having two armies is to work together.
They'll be sitting ducks in about 10 seconds.
Look, the wall is splitting in half. He won't let us get behind it.
Whoa! Stand your cover!
Now's the time to attack!
Come on, Bees!
Let's hit him!
Go take him, Griffin!
Tigers, freeze their chokers! What's going on?
Our weapons won't fire!
Look! The gate! They did the victory ritual!
They can't do that! If that worked, everybody would try it.
The game is over. The Hook doesn't know how to control three armies at once, so you have to assemble yourselves. Griffin on that side. Tiger over there. Dragon Army, I can put you where I want you.
They can't do that!
And yet they did.
This whole game is so piffed.
There were two armies out here. How did Dragon Army even get close?
We had a protected position!
Your gate wasn't protected.
We didn't know we had to.
I told you we should attack them early.
So why didn't you, Talo?
What's the point of outnumbering them if we attack with only half?
You were both so afraid of Ender Wiggin that you didn't use the ridiculous advantage you had. This is Kanai. This is Chancellorsville. You could have destroyed an outnumbered enemy with bold action, and you did nothing.
Why?
Go through the gate. This gate, now. Dragon Army, wait here till they're all out.
So stupid.
What made you think that would work?
I didn't care whether it would work. In the real world, I would have avoided engagement.
In the real world, sometimes you can't avoid engagement.
In the real world, you aren't in a 100-meter box. You can always go somewhere.
With all due respect, Ender, you don't know anything about the real world.
If I don't, whose fault is that?
Your little maneuver will never work when the normal algorithms are in place.
It could only work once.
Ender beat you again, Major Anderson.
The battle was with Griffin and Tiger.
Grias. It's been Ender against the teachers from the start.
What is it next time? Dragon Army without weapons and all the rest of Battle School against them?
Why not make us play with bags over our heads?
How about a little equality?
If Wiggin's in the game, there's no such thing as equality.
Yeah! Ender! 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 Ender!
Take your army out now, Ender Wiggin.
In tune order. Go!
Practice tonight?
No.
Good. Two battles.
Tomorrow morning, then?
No.
Well, when?
Never again, as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, that's not fair!
Hey, it's not our fault the teachers are piffing the game.
We don't want to lose our edge.
I don't care about the game anymore!
The war out there, that's real. This game is over. I'm done.
Do you think he means it this time? Yeah, never seen him like this.
Open. I'm tired, Bean. Go away.
I know.
And yet you remain. You've been transferred.
To Rabbit Army.
Karn Karby's a good man. I hope he recognizes what you're worth.
Karn was graduated today. He got his notice during our battle.
Then who's commanding Rabbit now?
Me.
Of course. You're only 4 years underage.
It isn't just me. They graduated half the commanders and put all the Dragon Tune leaders and seconds in command of armies.
Well, that's good. They'll do a good job.
All these stupid changes in the game, and now you're supposed to play with half your army gone?
It doesn't matter, Bean. I'm done. That was my last battle.
But now it'll be a contest against commanders you trained.
I'm sick of games. What happened in the showers today, that was real.
They sent him away. Bonzo, I mean. Not to tactical or command. Earth. To Cartagena, Spain.
I think I really hurt him, Bean. I felt bones break.
He wouldn't leave you alone. You had to put a stop to it.
The teachers should have stopped it. They watch everything. They knew. We're children. They're adults. They should have done their job.
Bonzo was like the big boys in Rotterdam, on the street. They stole food out of the hands of the little ones.
How did you live?
We banded together. We had a girl who led us. Poke. I got her to find us a papa, a big boy to protect us from others.
Did it work?
Perfectly. Except then we had our papa to deal with. He murdered Poke. He was going to murder me. Only reason I let them bring me here was to get away from him.
That makes my war with my big brother seem pretty trivial.
War is war. Life is better when you don't have to fight. But when you have to fight, it's better to win than not.
Have to. Not as a game. Not for standings. Not to be on the top. To survive. To stay free. Those are the only reasons to fight. What if I killed him?
You didn't.
Do you think they'd tell me if he died? Jamming somebody's nose bone back into their brain, that can kill. But at my size, my only serious weapon was my skull, with all the strength of my back driving it. And the only place I could hit that would make any difference was his face.
And it worked. Just like doing the gate ritual. You only had that one chance. You took it, and it worked.
He didn't deserve to die.
Neither did you. And between you and him, I think your life is the one that matters.
His life mattered to him. His life mattered to me. I don't want to hurt anybody.
We're different that way. Because if I ever get a chance, I'll puddle that concho who killed my friend Poke.
Ender, your display of temper in the battle room today is not to be repeated.
It won't be.
Because he won't play again.
Are you still here, Bean?
In your hand. That's not a transfer. That looks like what the graduates got.
And he still doesn't go.
They're graduating you, Ender.
These aren't the right orders.
These are fine.
There's nothing wrong with these orders.
Command school! Skipping right over tactical and pre-command and straight to command.
It doesn't matter. The only orders I'll accept are the orders you gave to Bonzo.
You're in the IF. You don't get to pick which orders you feel like obeying.
He wants to go home.
We don't need you to translate for us, Bean.
You can force me to go wherever you want because I'm small. But you can't make me read or pass tests or solve problems or play games. I came with you, Colonel Graf. Because you told me you'd train me to help save the human race. Instead, you've done everything you could to undercut me.
You have received superb training.
I did my job. But you failed me.
In the real world, you won't have anybody to bail you out.
Are you really that stupid?
Watch how you talked.
In a real army, I wouldn't have to worry about some bully who's crazy with hate and shame. A real army protects the commander so he can deal with the enemy.
You deal with whatever enemy attacks.
I dealt with him. I've had my war. I won. Now I'm going home.
You're done when the Formics say you're done.
I had one war in me! You decided to let it be a meaningless war over nothing! I put my life on the line because you gave me no choice. And I hurt a boy who deserved a chance to be protected from his own mistakes.
Bonzo made his own choices.
You goaded him and he acted on his emotions. That's what kids do. We're immature. Adults are supposed to protect us from ourselves. You aren't supposed to let Bonzo run into somebody like me.
In war, you don't get to...
This isn't war, this is school. I'm through living in a tube and playing games in a box. I'm through letting men without conscience make decisions that risk my life.
Soldiers obey officers who make decisions that risk their lives all the time.
That's true. But I don't have to become one of those officers.
It's what you were born for.
I wasn't born to become like you. A commander risks the life of his men when he has to. But he shields his men from danger whenever he can. That's the trust between officers and men. You broke it, so I quit.
Ender, you're tired. You've had a...
I quit! Did you hear me that time? Because I'm not sure I can say it any louder.
What do you think is so funny, Bean?
You've been watching Ender all these years. You know what he can do when he faces an enemy. Now the enemy is you, and you don't like it. That is funny.
He's going to tell everybody.
It doesn't matter. Ender's right about one thing. He's done with battle school. He's learned everything we have to teach him.
I know that you know I'm listening. You're not going to persuade me that it was all for my own good and completely effective. You've manipulated me for years, but you've never fooled me, and you don't fool me now.
What do you want, Ender?
I want you to get out and come back with orders sending me back to Earth.
What are you going to do?
Send him back to Earth.
Shemraj Nagar will never authorize that.
I didn't say I'm demobilizing him. Today proved I was right about everything. This boy is ready for command school, ready to lead.
Do you have time to send him to Earth for R&R?
Earth is where I have a couple of secret weapons.
Like what?
Earth itself. He'll want to save it.
And the other secret weapon?
Not all that secret. I've used it before.
Valentine. Will she play?
All she has to do is show up.
You never call, you never write.
Ho, Val.
Ho?
Hey. Lost your address. Sorry.
Graf told me you built this raft yourself.
I had instructions, and I wouldn't trust it on the open ocean. But here on this little pond...
You're brown as a hazelnut.
You should have seen me the first 2 weeks. Red... Sunlight feels good, though.
Less and less of it these days. Was it still summer when you got here?
I've seen the whole change to autumn colors. Don't get much of that in space.
So you lie here on this raft?
Enjoying sunlight, gravity, breezes, falling leaves that twist every which way, even in the stillest air. Insects...
They don't remind you of the Formics?
They do. But I never actually fought the Formics. Just other boys.
Did you win?
There was nothing at stake. Most of the time. And if the only way to win is to hurt somebody, then I lose either way.
You've become a philosopher.
I get a lot more von Clausewitz than Socrates.
More Sunza than Spinoza.
Now, they really pulled out the stops, bringing you here. Did you promise to be good and persuade me to go back into space?
Graf didn't tell me what to say. Or what not to say.
Ha.
Exactly. He figures that just seeing me will motivate you to go back into space and save the world.
Because you're worth saving.
We all are. Even Peter.
How's the old boy doing?
I'm helping him take over the world. He gets to be the good guy, and I get to be the rabble-rousing demagogue.
I bet you have the bigger following.
Huge. It's gratifying. And I believe everything I write.
When he takes over the world, do you go to jail for sedition?
He keeps saying we this and we that. But I think by we, he means I. And whatever he says to me, he's just talking to himself.
I think about you all the time.
And Peter too?
Too much. He wanted to go to war.
I think he'll have plenty of that before he's done. What broke you, Ender?
Not sure if it broke me or woke me.
Deep. And it rhymes.
I'm still so angry that I can't let myself think about it. Feel my heartbeat.
Ooh. Bouncy, bouncy.
There was a boy who hated me for topping him. He was stalking me, just waiting for his chance. To kill me, he said. He wasn't joking. The teachers knew it, and they did nothing. Left me to deal with him myself, alone in the showers. I soaped up so I was slippery, ran all the hot water so the room was steamy and my skin was sweaty, talked him into fighting me one-on-one.
Let me guess. He was much smaller than you, but mean.
If only. I was able to twist around backward when he was trying to hold me. His own grip gave me the leverage to ram the back of my head into his face. He fell like a pine tree. He was bleeding into the water, but not enough.
You're afraid he was dead.
He was trying to kill me. So much rage in him. I only had the one chance to stop him.
They want you to be a warrior.
That's the stupid thing. They actually want me to grow up to be a commander, to send men into battle where many of them will die. That would be so much easier if I never had any personal experience with combat, struggle, death. It would just be an abstraction.
But you know what it feels like to be hand-to-hand with an enemy who's more powerful than you.
I wasn't even desperate. I felt nothing. Just a perfect, total concentration. Time seemed to pass slower. I noticed everything. I think it's the trance of battle.
You went berserk.
No, that was Bonso. He made himself crazy. I made myself perfectly, desperately calm. I never want to feel that way again. I never want to feel my head go through somebody's face and hear him fall, his head striking the hard floor.
So, you told them you were through?
I meant it. I still mean it.
And yet the Formics are coming.
I know.
Come home.
They won't let me.
Eventually they might.
We've been talking for a couple of minutes, Val, after years apart. And you didn't say anything about mother and father.
You didn't ask.
I'm not a normal child.
Nobody is.
You're all I have, Val.
No friends at school?
A few. But it's always tinged with a kind of loyalty, subservience. They want me to tell them what to do.
I've already got Peter for that.
I'm glad you came.
Think I'd pass up a chance to ride in a limo?
I'm not better than Peter. I'm not better than the teachers. I helped the other kids, trained them, then I used them up. Hurt them.
You have a talent. The human race needs you to use it.
Just because you're good at something doesn't mean you like it.
Just because you don't like something doesn't mean you don't have to do it.
Someone's got to engrave this griaz on stone.
Look how that wasp is flying. Like she's burrowing through the air. I can't even guess what she's trying to do. Oh, land on me, apparently.
Hold still.
What are you doing?
I've learned the hard way. That's a nasty breed of wasp. They don't wait to be insulted before they attack.
Nor did you wait for me to be attacked before you defended.
We didn't go looking for the wasp. It came to us.
The Formics have such a knack for war. How they must have fought on their home world before they spread out to other planets.
We need to spread out, too. So if we're wiped out on one world, we still survive on the others.
This is such a peaceful colony you've established here.
This isn't my home. Not this raft. Not this lake. Not this country. Not this planet. I don't belong here anymore.
If you don't, then nobody does.
I belong where the fighting is. The real fighting, not the games they use for training us.
Real soldiers are so eager to follow a 10-year-old into battle?
They're rushing things, ruining the game in order to give me experience. I think the Formics are almost here. I think they've begun to decelerate from light speed, which means they've become visible. The IF knows just how long we have, and they're rushing my training.
How long do you think you have?
I think they expect me to be Alexander and lead armies into battle in my teens.
Or Joan of Arc.
You're the only saint who talks to me, Val.
I've already asked Graf if I could go with you.
I don't want you there.
He said when the war's over. He said he'd bring me to you, wherever you are.
To weep a little over my grave? Or bring me cookies in my prison cell?
You really are depressed.
Because they're counting on me to win, and I don't know how. I'm there in the battle room, and I see the way things are, and I still have no ideas at all.
What do you do?
Nothing. I keep watching, listening. Then one of my soldiers will say something, and it makes me think of something else, and then there's the plan.
And that happens every time?
Every time so far.
You're afraid that in the crucial battle, you'll have nothing.
It's too heavy for me to carry. Peter wants the whole world on his shoulders.
Only because he's never carried the responsibility for anything. You've led an army.
Oh, 40 kids.
It's more responsibility than most adults ever bear.
What if I can't do it?
Did you ask for it? No? Then it's not your fault if you fail.
I don't care whose fault it is. If the Formics win, we all die. Knowing it wasn't my fault won't help.
Yes, it will. Because you'll know you did all you could. All you thought of. No one can do more.
I know that in my mind.
I'm here to put it in your heart. Look at that leaf. There's not a breath of wind, but look how it swoops, flutters, like it's dodging some invisible enemy.
The wasp.
You can't plan everything, Ender. That leaf doesn't know how the air is going to affect it.
It's going to reach the ground, though.
But where? When? Look how it swoops up. How can it do that?
There is a wind. It just hadn't reached us yet.
There's Colonel Graf. He's wondering whether I've persuaded you to re-enlist.
I knew I was going to give in the moment I saw you.
You mean this whole conversation I've been wasting my time?
Come inside with me. Something I want to show you.
What are you showing me?
The thing I've been working on the whole time I've been here.
This is the standard propaganda video of the Second Formic War.
My re-edit of it.
You haven't looked at it once since you've been here.
I long since memorized it. Back in the library, I began to think, what if this is all there is? But how could that be? What about Mazer Rackham's strike force? All the stories of courage and heroism. But then Valentine and I were watching wasps and leaves, and suddenly I saw it.
So what?
What Mazer Rackham saw. The pattern he saw. The swarming of the Formic ships. It wasn't random, like the wasp, like the leaf. Their movements are purposeful, even though they're evasive. Coming at us from everywhere, anywhere. There's no pattern in what they're doing. But there's a purpose, a perspective, a single perspective. Let me back up a few moments. There.
I don't even know what you're pointing at.
I've put together all the vids in my mind, where every ship of ours is, where every Formic ship is. And this ship, right here, this Formic ship, that's where that single perspective is. That ship contains the mind that's controlling every single Formic vessel.
It's not even an important ship.
They think they're hiding her.
Hiding who?
The queen of the colony. The Hive Queen. That single mind that controls them all. In all their wars against each other, they learned to hide the queen. But Mazer saw. And now I see it. That's the ship. And look. One little missile gets to it. Back up a little more. The missile came from here and took a wandering path, drifting, purposeless. But then, all of a sudden, it's close enough to dart in. That's the missile Mazer Rackham was controlling.
One missile? No strike force?
The missile came from a supply ship. Mazer Rackham didn't control a strike force. Those supply ships only had 3 missiles. They weren't supposed to fight. They were supposed to stay out of it. I bet he disobeyed his orders in order to fire that missile.
What happens next?
Nothing. That little dot of an explosion. That's the absolute last second of the battle. After that, all we have are vids of our Marines entering dead Formic ships. No hand-to-hand fighting. Just dead Formics. Ships that aren't firing.
You're saying he killed the Hive Queen, and the battle ended?
She's the single mind. The one perspective. That's what I realized out there on the lake.
While we were talking, you were running these vids in your mind?
They're always at the back of my mind. The Formics are the only enemy that matters, and I've been trying to understand them.
I noticed Colonel Graf hasn't said anything yet.
That's because he's deciding whether he has to arrest you for having heard seriously classified information.
I don't even understand it.
Hive Queen. Mazer Rackham commanding nothing but a supply ship.
And he won the war with one lucky shot.
Not lucky. No, he knew.
But if people knew that we won the last war, not because of courage and cool weapons, but because of one shot, one shot.
If you've only got one move, then you make that move.
I've only got one move, Ender. If I arrest her, I lose you. So Valentine is safe.
She comes with us, so I can make sure you keep your word.
Taking her where we're going is exactly as if I arrested her. She has nothing to do up there except distract you. She stays here, free, to keep doing whatever she does. I'll just have to take her word that she won't talk about this to anybody.
Nobody would believe me. I'm an adolescent.
They'd believe you if you said it as Demosthenes, or got Peter to say it as Locke.
What?
I'm a very, very talented bureaucrat, Valentine, and information is the currency I hoard and spend. I keep your secrets, you keep mine. It has nothing to do with Ender. It's a deal between us.
I suppose we both know how to keep secrets.
If you tell Peter, he'll use it.
I never tell Peter anything. I just listen while he tells me what to do.
But there's one thing, Ender. I didn't know.
Didn't know what?
I've seen the same vids as you, but I never saw what you saw. As far as I know, only 2 people ever looked at the movements of the Formics and understood that a single mind was controlling them, or where that mind was. You and Mazer Rackham.
So you weren't just hiding that from me?
They were hiding it from everybody.
In plain sight.
So you think I really did learn to think like the enemy?
Once you pointed it out, it's as plain as day.
Maybe I can do this.
You're going back with me?
Don't play games with me now. You watch me for a month, and then today you bring Valentine. You knew I was getting tired of my vacation. You knew I'd want to keep her safe.
Say your goodbyes. The car will take you back to school, Valentine.
And while we were talking, you called for the chopper to take us to the base.
I called for the chopper as soon as I saw you two walking back from the lake.
Our course is set for battle school, Colonel Graf. 3 hours till we arrive.
Ender, I'd like you to meet our pilot.
I have no idea why you two were important enough to be the only passengers on this launch, or why they're using a high-speed patrol boat for such a tiny mission.
Because we're not going to battle school.
Oh? Where do you think we're going?
To command school.
But, Colonel Graf, you're the commandant of battle school.
I was relieved of that assignment when I accompanied Ender to Earth.
I haven't received any orders to change.
Here's your new flight plan. Just in case you don't recognize Admiral Shamrajnagar's signature, your immediate superior also signed this order.
Ifka. Now I finally know where it is.
You were chosen because you have no living family. An assignment to IFCOM means you don't go back to Earth till the war is over.
And these coordinates tell me where IFCOM is?
They tell you where it will be by the time that we arrive. You can plot it yourself, so there's no point in not telling you. IFCOM is located on the asteroid Eros.
I always thought it must be in the Kuiper Belt.
Too far from the inner planets. Besides, the Formics used it as their base during the Second Formic War. They tunneled all the way through it, sealed it so it holds atmosphere. And then they conveniently died so we could use it.
You mean we'll be inside an underground space that the Formics made?
You think this will give you some insight into the enemy?
Are you kidding? I get to live inside a space they made for themselves. To live in.
Well, you won't get to see much of it. Command school is in a restricted portion.
I have to be free to explore. That's more important than anything else they'll teach me. Living in their space, I can learn to think like them.
What is he talking about?
Ender Wiggin is a very talented student. And you can go back to the control cabin now and set our new course.
Do you think you can order me around on my own ship?
I don't think you read your orders carefully enough.
Oh. Sorry, Admiral Graf. You're wearing an army uniform with the duck, with the eagle of a colonel.
I'm whatever rank I need to be to do my job, in whatever service. And right now, I'm the admiral of a fleet consisting entirely of your vessel. That makes this my flagship. Carry on, Captain.
Aye, sir.
You've always outranked me.
But you're right. We need to let you have a little wider range than most cadets in command school. Still, there are areas you can't go. But you'll see enough to learn whatever the Formic constructions can teach you.
What exactly is your new assignment, sir?
You, of course. We need to get on the schedule here, so if you can manage to stay awake.
I'm not sleepy. This corridor, in the middle, it's tall enough for 2 adults to pass. But below my waist, about thigh level for you, it widens out on one side or the other.
I've read about this. The Formics apparently scurry on all fours, sixes. They had double tracks running in these corridors, and they'd push carts that gripped the rails.
Gripped the rails because there's almost no gravity on Eros. No down.
Correct.
But we're walking normally.
Your conclusion?
No, we already figured out that there was some kind of gravity control on battle school. That's why the gate was a clean barrier between gravity and no gravity.
Centrifugal force. So there are different principles involved.
We have gravity here.
The Formics weren't ahead of us in everything. The Jukes Corporation had just developed a gravity control device that could break asteroids into chunks to make mining easier. We weren't able to weaponize it in time for the Second Formic War. What are you doing?
I'm still listening.
I can't see you.
I have to see how this tunnel looked to the Formics. There was no up or down to them, so they needed the ceiling low so they could use both surfaces at once.
One rail was on the top, and the other rail was on the bottom.
Now, see, that's important. Let me lie on my back. See how it looked to Formex walking the other way.
Their trams ran so smoothly. They make machinery that's so perfect it could run forever.
But we tore out all the tracks.
Humans are bipeds. We have to stand up. And we have gravity here, so we had to commit to an up and down through the whole asteroid.
That must mean there are a lot of Formic tunnels we aren't using.
We aren't making an entire colony here. We use about 1/20th of the spaces they developed. It's all been mapped by machine, but we haven't had time or need to send people through all the tunnels.
Most of their tunnels are unexplored, in exactly the condition they were in when the Formics left.
When they died. The Hive Queen perished, and the Formics didn't stay alive for more than half an hour. The first boarding parties on the first ship we captured found a few Formics that were still alive-ish, in a vegetative state. They were all dead within a few minutes after that.
So I might find dried-out Formic corpses in some of these tunnels.
Ender, I can't let you go off into unexplored tunnels. There's gravity now. Formic tunnels can suddenly make a steep downward turn. To them, it was just a bend, but to us, it's a cliff, and you can plummet to your death in the dark.
I'll be careful.
You won't be in the tunnels.
You're preparing me to lead fleets and armies, but I have to hold your hand to cross the street?
We'll argue about this later.
No, we won't.
Where are you going?
There are a lot of side tunnels at the Formic level. You can't see them from adult height.
Are you trying to get me court-martialed?
Playing the guilt card.
It works.
I won't run off, but you have to get helmet lights for me so I can do some exploring.
I never realized what a brat you are.
The single most important thing about Ender Wiggin is not that he was never beaten at that semi-pro sport that passes for command training in battle school.
The battle room is a superb training ground for future commanders.
What matters is that Ender never lost sight of the real enemy.
So what you like best is that he thinks like Mazer Rackham.
He does not think like Mazer Rackham. He and Mazer Rackham learned to think like the Hive Queen.
The dead Hive Queen. Unless they're supremely stupid, the Formics will never expose their Hive Queens in open combat again.
So Ender will have to find a different way of beating them, which is why keeping him in total ignorance has to stop.
You can't tell him. Dr. Jayati made that clear. Ender cannot be fully aware.
Hiram! The operative word was total. If he's going to be able to benefit from the training that begins here at command school, he has to know about weaponry and communications.
The more he knows, the more he'll guess.
If he thinks he knows everything, he won't be looking for more.
Unlike Bean.
Bean is your problem.
Bean is your salvation as well as mine if we're wrong about what Ender can bear without breaking.
You've watched Bean interacting as a commander. Why do you even hope he'll be a fit replacement for Ender? Everybody hates working under him.
He's blunt, he doesn't take their feelings into account. But he's brilliant, and they respect him. In fact, if there's anyone Bean resembles, it's, you.
Maybe that's why I don't believe he's fit for command. Because I certainly never was, and still am not.
Let's keep that little secret just between us, since the Polemarch regards you as the ultimate fallback commander.
If I'm ever placed in command of our battle fleets, it means we've already given up on any hope of victory.
The simulator gives you any perspective on fleet combat that you want. You can see every ship, or you can light them up as separate units.
I don't like it.
Why not?
Because I want to learn how to command a fleet under realistic conditions.
These are realistic conditions.
Really? First, how will a commander ever be able to observe a real battle from every angle? It would require that we have observers completely surrounding
the... All we need is 3 parallax points, which can all be on the one side of the battle. Then the computer extrapolates the views from other angles. It frees you from being forced to view everything from one place.
It frees me from revealing my position the way the Hive Queen revealed hers to Maser Rackham.
Any other problems?
The obvious one. Where's the lag time? I speak a command, there's an instant response, but I assume we're dealing with large distances here, not like atmospheric combat. Where's the delay for communications by radio over distances?
This is the best thing. And the amazing thing is that we've managed to keep it secret.
You've broken the light speed barrier.
Not for travel. If we could move faster than light... But that's not possible.
We can communicate faster than light.
We can communicate instantaneously. 1,000,000 kilometers, 100,000,000, 1,000,000 parsecs. It makes no difference. When we communicate by Ansible, it's still instantaneous. As if we sat in the same room.
How is that even possible?
In the First Formic War, we realized that the main enemy fleet, which was still 5 years out, knew instantly when we killed all the Formics in the advance party and took over their scout ship. They immediately started building a war fleet as they journeyed.
So you knew it could be done.
I'm not going to try to explain philotic physics to you, mostly because I don't understand it myself. But by the time they got here, we had Ansibles on all our major ships. The early models were way too big to fit into smaller vessels, but now every ship in the fleet has Ansibles.
Why are you keeping this a secret?
It's better for the IF if private companies working the asteroid belt and the Kuiper belt can't match the fleet's speed of communication.
You don't trust them.
The First Formic War was fought and won as much by freelance, jerry-rigged mining vessels as by any organized military force. They haven't forgotten. The fleet needs to have a monopoly on military power throughout the solar system.
So this is why it's worthwhile to maintain remote patrols.
As soon as we detect a decelerating Formic ship approaching the solar system, we can get the warning.
You've already detected their approach. That's why you've been training us at such a frantic pace.
I am not in a position to confirm or deny.
So I have these ships... And no time lag.
And in your tutoring, you'll be taught the capabilities of every ship and every weapon.
So it won't just be blips of light in the holodisplay of the simulator.
When a fleet admiral is directing a real battle in space, he will have a simulator like yours, showing the position of every ship, theirs and ours, and also any astronomical bodies within the field of combat.
The commander doesn't have to be on a ship at all.
Another thing we learned from the Hive Queen. Keep your commander safely out of danger.
Are you going to tell me the truth or not? Because it's so obvious I'd have to be an idiot not to see it.
See what?
This asteroid isn't just IFCOM. It's also the flagship of every battle fleet. You're keeping your admirals here on this rock, out of harm's way.
Wouldn't it be nice if being on an asteroid meant that we were out of harm's way?
Do they have weapons that can destroy a planetesimal like this?
I don't know.
But we do, don't we?
I told you that Juke Limited invented a gravity device that could break up small asteroids to make mining easier. Well, it's been decades since then, and now we have the Little Doctor.
It can destroy a rock this size?
They can destroy a fleet, as long as the ships are close enough together.
Ships have enough gravity?
It began with gravity, but now it works on molecular bonds within a gravity field. When there's enough mass, close enough together, a rock like this, or a closely bunched fleet, it can create a field in which molecular bonds fly apart into their individual atoms.
So it doesn't convert mass into energy like nukes. It just forces atoms to jump apart.
Oh, there's no lack of destruction. All those atoms jumping apart at the same time, they have to go somewhere. There isn't room for them. So some of them self-annihilate, and that's what keeps the field going until the remaining atoms reach a new equilibrium. They've spread out enough that there's room for them all.
And meanwhile, anything that existed inside the field...
gone. With a fleet, there's plenty of room for all the atoms, so an MD field dissipates almost immediately. Poof! The bunched-up enemy ships are gone. But so is the field, so our own ships can move safely through that space. Though it's pretty dusty as the atoms start reassembling themselves into molecules again.
But a rock like this...
the field would persist and expand. So if you were close enough to deploy an MD device against an asteroid, the field would leap out and destroy your own ships. It would dissipate in a few minutes, but by then the enemy and you are both gone.
So don't use it near an asteroid.
We're hoping they haven't developed their own version because there's no way to counter it.
How close is their invasion fleet? Has there been any combat?
We still have a while. We haven't fired any weapon at a Formic vessel since the Second Formic War.
So they've never seen the Little Doctor?
Unless they have one themselves.
So, in my training, will I be practicing when and how to use it?
You will not.
My ships won't have it?
They'll have it, every one of them. But we're training you for the real world now, so the first time you use it, you'll never see the enemy bunched up again. It's a use-once device.
Even in training?
Simulations have no value if they don't imitate real-world conditions as exactly as possible. The MD device is a use-once weapon, period.
Colonel Graf, have we made the transition to IFCOM time yet? Because I've been up for more than 36 hours and I'm ready to fall over.
In real battle, you go much longer than this without sleep.
I thought this was a guided tour.
I'll have someone take you to your quarters.
This is bigger than my cubicle at battle school.
Here's your toilet, and here's your shower. The sink is out here. If you think of furniture you need, you can requisition it.
All I need is a bed, and it's already here.
Uniforms are folded in the cupboard.
What, no flash suit?
Flash suit?
Well, something from battle school.
You're not in battle school anymore, sir.
Why do you call me sir? You're an ensign, and I'm nothing. I'm also not even 11 years old.
Command school cadets are all assigned the provisional rank of Commodore.
Provisional. I have the rank, but I can't give any orders.
You can give all the orders you want.
But nobody will obey me.
With all due respect, sir, you really need to get to sleep. Your training begins 9 hours from now, and you haven't eaten either.
Sleep first. Sleep now, if possible.
You're waiting for me to leave, but I'm waiting for you to dismiss me.
Dismissed.
Good night, sir.
Wow.
Mr. Wigan, you seem bored by our discussion of throw weights.
I'm listening.
It's pretty technical for a kid his age.
He understands. He just doesn't care.
The computers handle all these calculations. What's missing is the enemy's throw weight.
We only know what they had in the Second Formic War. Doubtless that's changed by now.
Their colony ships are factories. They can build ships and weapons in flight. They also have instantaneous communication, so anything invented on their home worlds can be incorporated in what they build just before they get here. What have we extrapolated about their weapons capabilities?
I hate to point out the obvious misconception.